Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Welcome also to Thursday, the 27th day in February 2025. A day more. This month will be over. I prophesy you will end this month strong and you will enter the new month well. Open your hand to receive the prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. You are going higher. I see you getting stronger. If it is shining where you are, it will be for your joy. If it is raining and slowing, it will be for your refreshment. Who is this? You will be fine. God asked me to tell you, you will be fine. Everything that is going on well in your life will go better. I look with spiritual binocular over all TPGF members and all Turning Point listeners all over the world. God's glory will shine on you. An invisible hand will lift you from where you are to where you ought to be. Your business, your platform, your ministry, everything connected to you shall be connected to people that matters, that has the final word of authority to give it to you. Let's take this prophetic action. Where you are, can you turn around three times? He said in Ezekiel 21:27, I will overturn, until it comes whose own is, I will say take. So turn around three times. Turn it gently. Don't fall. If you are still on your bed, roll left and right three times. Now open your hand for prayer. Receive whatever is needed for your next level. Whatever belongs to you, held up by some people or some powers, is released to you now in the name of Jesus. As this month ends tomorrow, we step into a new month. 12 midnight, you will step into a new lease of life. Your long-awaited miracle shall drop. Don't miss the monthly crossover VG tomorrow, 10 minutes to 12 midnight and 20 minutes after midnight. We'll secure the new month as we enter it. Everybody get ready. Don't miss it. Get your anointing oil ready and also get a currency note ready. I will use this as a point of contact. Anoint it for you. The month of March, it will march into unusual wealth in the name of Jesus. Everybody get ready. Tomorrow, crossover night shall be heavy, shall be wonderful. Please connect to us on our YouTube so that I can see your face and prophesy to your life. Everyone, touch your forehead gently and let me pray. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed. All curses and evil covenants working in anyone's life is hereby annulled in Jesus' name. Everybody, shout three times, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Yes, remain blessed in the name of Jesus. Who is this? You want to sell something precious to you to offset an embarrassing debt or to pay a pressing need. I prophesy, you will not have to sell that thing. God will provide money from another way. Have patience for the next 7 days. Money will come. You won't sell your precious property to pay a pressing debt. Right? February 27th, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. As you grow in age, you will grow in grace to your very, very, very old age. You will prosper and blossom. Happy birthday. Right? First issue for teaching today. Good morning, our beloved daddy. Please, sir, I'm confused regarding your response to the question yesterday. Must a person go through baptism before power and authority can be received? You said no to the question. How can one be genuinely born again without being baptized? You made reference to Mark 16:17 instead of starting from Mark 16:16-17. More anointing, sir. Wow. Mark 16:17 or Mark 16:16-17 are all saying the same thing. My saying no yesterday was that a believer does not need baptism, whether it is water baptism or Holy Ghost baptism, to be in power and authority with God. John 1:12 says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons and daughters of God. Accepting Jesus as one's Lord and Savior automatically has brought you into power and authority with God. However, we will all need to be growing in the knowledge and the power of God till the end of life. There is no end to growing in power and in the knowledge and anointing of God. Next, please, sir, I don't know the number to send my question to. Is it possible I send it here? Well, this is my question. I want you to explain Matthew 11, verse 11, and then verse 14. How can the least person in heaven be greater than John the Baptist after all he did to clear the way for Jesus' coming? I don't understand it. Thank you, sir. Wow. First question. Questions, situations, testimonies, and other requests are to be sent to our number, +234-809-789-4000. That is TPGF line for requests, including account number details and all other services, all other things that anybody may want to know or make requests for. That is the only line that will get your word to me. Then on Matthew 11, verse 11 and verse 14, you are using the intellectual human mind and sentiment to interpret Jesus' teaching. Jesus was saying, salvation in Christ made you greater even than the prophets, including John the Baptist. The meaning is, salvation in Christ is the greatest miracle on earth. Next, good day, sir. And TPGF, very urgent, sir. Please, sir, is it wrong to take my tithe to an orphanage home or using the tithe to sponsor soul winning in crusade? Wow, yes, wrong, very, very wrong. I have taught on this before. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 is the scripture for tithe. It says, bring your tithe and an offering into my storehouse. Storehouse, God that commanded tithe was also specific where to take the tithe to. Recently, I explained what the storehouse of God's kingdom is when a listener said he or she is not comfortable asking tithe to be paid to missions, including Turning Point Commission. Storehouse in Malachi is God's kingdom platform where distribution is made, principally for soul winning, establishing the souls, meeting the needs of the less privileged. If the church you attend is winning souls, establishing them, and the church is growing, taking care of the less privileged, according to James chapter 1, verse 27. I want all listeners to read James chapter 1, verse 27 to understand what God's kingdom work is. If your church fulfills this and is growing, then tithe there. It will be a good soil. Pay another tithe to TPGF if you can. TPGF does not say don't tithe to your church. But if the church is not growing, is not winning soul, is stagnant, crawling, is not taking care of less privileged, according to James 1:27, then it is not a fertile soil. Tithing there will not bring the harvest you need for your continuous tithing. That is where people are missing it. Now, if some pastors may not like this counsel, no problem. Pastors, make your grass green. Sheep will gather there. Pay the price for church growth. People will rush there and bless you. No sentiment about church. No name of any church denomination in heaven. But the church you belong to here and you sow your tithe and offering to will affect you profoundly, both here and in eternity. Don't take your tithe to orphanage house or for doing crusade. Do that from the remaining 90% with you. That's where to take care of the orphans and to crusade. But as for tithe, it should be taken directly to God's kingdom work platform. Daddy did not treat my question. I'm eagerly waiting to hear from Daddy. Most of our members are leaving the church because it is the pastor's wife taking custody of Women Association's money. Again, she's the one that goes to purchase things when the anniversary is on. She wants to be in charge of cooking, distribution of food, and other items. Where we have capable women and willing to do the same, those not comfortable are leaving the church, and she's not ready to take correction. What should I do? Wow. Let some matured ladies and elders in the church meet with the pastor and discuss this issue with the pastor. They should pray well before talking to the pastor. It is not wise for pastor and his wife to get involved with church money or women association's money. Pastor's wife should be the mother of the people in church. It's a respectable office. However, if the pastor will not act and the woman will not change, they will just see that their church will be dwindling. People will be leaving the church. Well, we'll do more tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the prayer mountain service day at Ikeja, Lagos, Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, Allen Avenue. Two services will hold there as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 is the second service. Today's prayer focus is marvelous help. Anointing for marvelous help. Everybody needs marvelous help in life. Anointing oil bottle will be given out free. Label anointing for timely help. And then anointed mantle will also be given out free. Both of them free. Others have collected theirs. Come and collect your own. And all listeners, invite others to Prayer Mountain today. Bring documents, bring papers, international pastor, passport, baby things, wedding things, items from your shop, from your market, from your home. Use things to represent things for the prophetic action of today. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Connect from wherever you are. These same two services will hold simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo centers. Same time, same ministration, same anointing. For titers and donors, and then listen to this GTB news. We now have a new payment platform squad by GTB Bank. You can make payments both in Naira and dollar using the squad link. You can request for updated information from our line, +234809-789-4000. Do so now. All our local bank accounts are now functioning well. Turning Point account in GT, Zenith, and Access are functioning well. For our members, titers, and donors in UK, use the HSBC account. Send a chat of request for HSBC account details to 074-111-28401. It will be sent. May the Lord bless all listeners. As you go today, the presence of God go with you. You are returning with massive testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.